Your doorbell is now scanning faces without people knowing. Amazon just rolled out facial recognition to Ring cameras across the country, and if you think this only affects Ring owners, you need to hear what Senator Ed Markey just said about unacceptable privacy violations. In this video, I will cover what this technology is and why this affects anyone who walks past a Ring camera. This past December, Amazon quietly rolled out something called Familiar Faces to Ring doorbells and cameras. On the surface, it sounds helpful. Instead of getting a generic person detected notification, you get moms at the front door or UPS drivers here. The AI learns to recognize up to 50 different faces and can identify 5 people at once in a single camera shot. Ring's founder even said they're trying to move beyond just a video doorbell company and become an AI-powered intelligent assistant. But here's where things get concerning. When you turn on Familiar Faces, your Ring camera doesn't just scan the people you save, it scans everyone. Most people have no idea it's even happening, and there's no way to opt out. Ring admits that they keep this facial data for up to 6 months, even for faces you never save or tag. Faces get scanned, stored, and turned into what they call a face print for anyone that walks past someone's doorbell. Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts said Amazon's system forces non-consenting bystanders into a biometric database without their knowledge or consent. This is an unacceptable privacy violation. The Electronic Frontier Foundation went even harder. They said this feature could be used for mass surveillance. Imagine tracking someone's every move across a city just by linking up Ring cameras. Police could identify everyone at a specific location with just one click. So how does this thing work? Ring says it uses on-device processing. The camera detects faces and creates face prints, but they're actually stored in Amazon's cloud, not your doorbell. The system compares every new face it sees against their cloud database to figure out who's who. Now here's where it gets interesting. Ring can't even turn this feature on in places like Illinois, Texas, Portland, Oregon, or Quebec, Canada. These places have laws that say that you need someone's permission before collecting their face data. Illinois, for example, has the Biometric Information Privacy Act that basically says you need written consent before scanning someone's face. If you live outside of these regions in the US or Canada, it's going to be fair game. And here's where it gets really messed up. Ring owners can choose to turn this on or off, but what about everyone else? If you're a mail carrier, you deliver to hundreds of homes. How many of these homes have Ring cameras with facial recognition turned on? You have no idea, you can't opt out, and you don't even know what's happening. The Electronic Frontier Foundation pointed out that this violates biometric privacy laws in a bunch of states, not just the ones where Ring is blocked. They're saying Ring owners could face lawsuits for using this feature because they're collecting biometric data without consent. One EFF lawyer said, "Companies need your affirmative consent before running face recognition on you. Ring's approach is the opposite of that." Ring's defense is pretty standard corporate talk. They say it's opt-in only. They say the facial recognition happens on your device, not their servers, even though I just shared how that's not really true since the data goes to the cloud. They also say they don't use this data to train their AI models. That's their current policy, but policies can always change. Ring's founder, Jamie Siminoff, has bigger plans. He told The Verge he thinks Ring could almost zero out crime in some neighborhoods within a year or two. This also isn't just about one feature on one brand of doorbell. This is about what happens when surveillance tech becomes normal in everyday devices. Right now, Familiar Faces only recognizes people that your camera has seen before, but the infrastructure is there to do way more. Ring could theoretically match faces against law enforcement databases. They could track people across multiple cameras in your neighborhood. They could build profiles of when you go and where you go and who you're with. The Electronic Frontier Foundation warned, "Today's feature to recognize your friend at your front door could easily be repurposed tomorrow for mass surveillance." If you own a Ring camera, this feature is off by default. To check, open up your Ring app, go to the menu, tap AI features, and make sure Familiar Faces is toggled off. If you don't own a Ring because you're worried about being scanned, your options are pretty limited. Some privacy advocates suggest going to your neighbors and asking if they have this feature enabled, but realistically, most people won't even know they're being scanned. The bigger solution needs to come from lawmakers. More states need biometric privacy laws like Illinois and Texas. Companies should be required to get consent from everyone they scan, not just the person who owns the camera. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.